Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. It's time for the emergency break of the week.
North Texas Honda Dealers.com. I'm Bill Jackson. Talk radio. No, I'm not. I just read that.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Continue to lead their childhood years in the foster care system, I guess, huh? Jim? I guess he's not with us. Yeah, you still got us?
Yeah, well, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels are off.
And I have some information. I don't know how sound it is, but I believe one of those communities is developing WMDs.
All right. That's ridiculous.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Blew them all the damn away.
That's what you need to do.
This ought to be fun.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Because he probably got eaten the damn up.
He's cussing weird this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's not taking this seriously. This is a very serious...
No, you and I are doing real broadcasting.
Yeah.
This broadcasting isn't real.
Leave me the alone hell.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Lost him. His weekend's already started.
Yep, afraid so. Just Brakes brings you the e-brake. We'll give you the candidates. 1-4-7-7-13-10. Candidate number one comes to us from a show called Bad Radio with Bob and Dan and your man Donnie Dew. Well, Donnie was working with Rich yesterday. Are you still calling that show Black and Quack?
Or is
that
an official name?
Yeah.
It's Rich and Donnie, as far as I'm concerned.
Rich and Donnie. And they were talking about Neftali Feliz blowing a save the night before. Blown save is the phrase that Donnie was trying to say, but said something else that only he can say and get away with, I guess.
Obviously, the bigger concerns are everybody in front of Feliz, but I still don't... I'm not totally convinced that Feliz is right. I don't know that he's hurt. I don't know what
it happens,
is, but
and
he...
I think we got a little spoiled last year and thinking... You know, closers are going to blow slaves.
What?
Blow Whoa. Good Lord.
Wow. I'm glad you're the one that said that.
That doesn't make sense.
That really doesn't make sense. Why the hell did I say that? Why am I thinking about that? Jeez.
Wow.
Things that sound dirty but aren't.
Gosh.
He said...
Blown.
Closers are going to blow...
Wow.
I'm glad you didn't say that either, Rich.
Boy, I never would have gotten away with it.
Now, you mentioned that to me in private conversation.
And I try to keep it private,
don't
okay?
Don't bring it to the air.
Don't bring it in here.
What does a closer get out of that?
I don't know. Just the joy of knowing that you're making someone happy.
Okay.
All right. All right, candidate number two comes to us from the show that seems to be gaining so much traction on the weekend, known as the Soul Patch, with Scott Harrison and Jean-Jacques Taylor.
Don't know.
They have a guy by the name of Roy White working on their show, and he's the liner guy, apparently. And he had a very unfortunate incident.
First live race at 1:35. General admission is $5, and general parking is free. The horses are ready. Are you? Horses. The horses
Who's
are ready.
Oh!
There's your emergency break winner of the week. The whores are ready.
I'm going to turn this off now.
Sunday morning, Father's Day, and the whores are ready.
I'm sure that's happened a time or two before.
That the whores have been ready?
Well, no, that someone has said that instead of the horses. You know, that's an easy mistake to make, right?
Is it?
Well, it was for him.
Oh.
So there is Roy White. Add him to your ticket roster and your candidates for emergency break of the week.
Former Yankee great.
Mm-hmm. And candidate number three comes to us from the Dunham and Miller show. He is one Junior Miller, who did something that I thought Junior would never do on the air. And this is the aftermath that you hear on our show after Junior dropped an F-bomb.
And at one point, I'm on my phone and I'm texting my wife or one of the friends we were with. And these three huge guys.
Gosh.
It
Good Lord.
Junior just said the F word on...
Really? I can't believe I said radio. That. I cannot believe well, I just said
you're
that.
You're trying to be true to the story and quote the guy.
I was trying to edit it, but I didn't edit it.
It's the fastest I've seen Jerry move in a long time, man.
We did dump that, didn't we?
Yeah, he wheeled over quick to the dump button.
Oh, yes.
He said to me, get off your effing phone.
Oh, my gosh.
But he didn't
Except
say
he said
effing.
It like you just said it before.
Yeah. Wow. Do I become the second or third host in ticket history to drop an F-bomb?
Yeah, somewhere in there, third or fourth.
What a moment. I never, ever, ever, ever thought I would do that. So I'm clearly losing it. I'm losing what little broadcast ability I had. I can't even edit myself anymore.
You just run a marathon, you know.
That's no excuse.
All the oxygen hadn't returned to the brain, maybe.
That's no excuse.
My penis.
Well, you gave us...
What? Your penis? Why did you bring that up,
What's
Gordon?
Wrong with you? Donovan, Roy White,
one for next week.
Junior Miller, 214-787-1310. Please vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Dean Cifuentes.
We can fully have that on the air.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll register the vote anyway.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, it's always wonderful when the horrors are ready, and I love you madly, Georgie.
All right, girl.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Some bird dog groupie?
Yeah, she calls in every week
there's
now.
There's no such thing.
You need to nail that, George.
I'm sorry? Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Craig, if you're such a big bicycle enthusiast, why do you always insist on carrying your bike to the top of Flagpole Hill?
You ever got any help from a former media member?
Is that a vote for Junior or just a bicycle suggestion? Are we going to put that down as a vote? I don't know.
That's up to you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the BBC, Donovan Lewis.
Okay.
All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
The whores are ready, and so am I.
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
You ain't lived till you brought a whore, brother.
Till you brought a whore.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You know what I am, radio?
Die.
Yes?
Hey, Measures, I want to vote for my lifelong love, Craig Jr. Miller. Just so you know, go Maverick.
Okay, love you too.
It's... It's 15 years now.
Does anybody who just started listening to the show in the last 5 years know that that's the fake Natalie Maines?
No.
Yes.
Do they even know who Natalie Maines is anymore?
No.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me Craig effing Miller.
All right. All right, all right. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, I'd like to vote.
That's a Craig vote. He's replicating the missed audio.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
E-break.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happened if you were confused by that audio.
We had technical issues.
Yeah, that's what happens when you hit the dump. It wipes out, 5 or 6 seconds?
Yeah.
The last 5 or 6 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you heard the skip in the story.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Shout out to the world champion FNFC, and fours are awesome.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
There's no effing way I'd vote for Craig Miller.
Well, you just did, and we have a winner.
Yeah.
We have a winner.
Junior Miller for a very unfortunate moment earlier this week.
And
really?
At one point, I'm on my phone, and I'm texting my wife or one of the friends we were with, and these three huge guys.
Gosh.
Good Lord. Junior just said the F word on...
Really? I can't believe
on
I said
radio.
That. I cannot believe
well,
I just said
you're
that.
You're trying to be true to the story and quote the guy.
I was trying to edit it, but I didn't edit it.
It's the fastest I've seen Jerry move in a long time, man.
We did dump that, didn't we?
Yeah,
we got a winner.
There you
yes,
go.
Yes, we do. How many is that for Junior?
Well, I think Junior wins for the 36th time. But he's 16 behind you, Josh.
He's catching up, though. That's pretty good. Way to go, Junior. Way to go for giving us that great moment. 809 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.